The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. I could not have chosen better readings for today if I tried, and I didn't try. This is God's gift to us. He's given us these readings. Jesus in the gospel is pointing us in the direction of discipleship. And whenever we hear, certainly in a school mess, about teachers, we ought to be on guard. What is Jesus doing? What is he saying? Here he's talking about people who are teaching the people of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees. And he's saying, you're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. You're using the law, you're using the rules and regulations to try to pick that splinter out of your brother's eye, and you've forgotten what really matters. What really matters is Israel's original vocation that Jesus was trying to restore to them. What was it? Lumen Gentium. You may have seen those two words somewhere recently. Lumen Gentium. It's in our crest. They're light to the nations. Israel was meant to be a light to the nations, and the Pharisees had corrupted that vocation. They hadn't picked it up at all. And so they were using it for their own self-interest. They weren't taking the plank out of their eye to see what the law was giving them, the love of God, and bringing it to birth in the world. No, they were using it for their own purposes. So this is a great warning for us today also, for those of us who wear that crest. We have Lumen Gentium embroidered on our shirts, that we're made to be the light to the nations. We're made to be the light to the nations. Now look, we're also fortunate that we celebrate today the feast of St. Peter Claver. He was, as we heard in the collect, in the opening prayer for today's Mass, a slave to the slaves. In the 1600s already, St. Peter Claver is fighting for the good of slaves. 1600s, right? The church is always ahead of the curve. Sometimes we look slow, we're always ahead of the curve. St. Peter Claver, but what does he do? He's not out there, I don't know, churning up the crowds against the corrupting forces of the government and the rest. He is serving the slaves. He is slave of slaves. Okay, now, what does that mean? It means that he's trying to care for the needs of the people that he encounters. He is loving the slaves. It's actually very simple. St. Peter Claver, he's a saint because he received the love of God and he loved the people around him with the love of God, no matter where it sent him, because there wasn't a pretty job. Being a slave of slaves, not a pretty job. But that's where the love of Christ pushed him. So my question is, where is the love of Christ pushing us today? Think about this as we go through our day. Here, we open our hearts to God. We bring our hearts to him. Say, "Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to love you. Let me have your love, God. Let me receive your love, Jesus, because I want to bring it to the world. I want to be a light to the nations today." And then we see where it is that God leads us. He's going to lead us to serve the people around us. He's going to lead us to do what is best for the people around us, for your fellow students in class, for your teachers, even for Mr. Minson, right? And maybe me if I show up, right? Jesus is going to make us more loving today, that we may love and serve the people around us. So let's make that prayer together. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, be with me this day, that I might show your life and your love to the world.